In Surfside, Florida today, more devastating news for more families. Crews discovered more bodies in the rubble of the condo building collapse of nearly a week ago. 16 people are now confirmed dead, more than 140 others still missing. And the painstaking search and rescue mission continues. Dino Zelkovich is one of the, what we'd say, heroic team members digging through the debris. He's with the Hillsborough County Fire Rescue in the Tampa area, but he's also working as part of Florida's Search and Rescue Task Force 3. Dino, thank you for taking a few minutes from your important work. What's it been like?
So part of it has been, you know, getting on there, removing the rubble piles as much as we can by hand. You're not pulling just rocks, you know, you're pulling children's toys, CPAP machines, mattresses, shoes. You know, that's when it gets real. It's not just the rocks. It's when you get to these personal belongings. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the overwhelming feeling of just knowing that there's potentially 150-some people still in here. Each day goes by, you know, we're locating more and more. Hopefully they'll bring some closure to people because it is, you know, who would expect this, especially in such a beautiful place? It's a disaster, yes, but some of the best, most trained people are out here.
I would imagine it's work, but it's on sacred ground.
Yeah, that was my understanding as well. I wasn't aware of that initially, you know, just not being from this area, but it's a very tight-knit community, and they've been fantastic, especially with the circumstances of, you know, welcoming us in and making sure that we're doing okay, and which is nice. This is definitely a difficult process to go through and see this kind of devastation.
What are you thinking about the news today that the Israeli rescue team says that they have found tunnels, pockets, that everybody's been waiting for areas that might not be pancaked completely but might have areas of oxygen? Now, they haven't, you know, and there's been no one found alive.
Yeah,
what do you think about that news? Yeah,
that's great news. That's our goal. We're all hoping and praying that we can find, you know, anybody or anything to bring closure. And they've been a great asset because this is what the Israeli team does every single day. So their knowledge and just their hard work ethic has been incredible to see. And, you know, the camaraderie, I mean, we've become one team from the moment they got here. And you have to understand, we have every single task force in the state of Florida is here. And if you were to walk around, I don't think, besides the numbers on our shirts, you'd be able to tell a difference, one group versus another. But honestly, at this point, none of that matters. It's the same goal, ultimately.
How much are you worried about your own safety? We heard about one of your, you know, your crew, your team, when the families came to make that terrible journey to see the site, one of the workers fell 25 feet down the mound. I mean, what are you concerned about with your own safety?
Safety is our number one goal. You know, we're all doing the best we can to make sure that we're looking out for each other. You know, this is all hard to walk on, not necessarily unstable. It's just easy to slip and fall, and there's a lot of heavy, you know, metal and sharp stuff. So that's part of the process of having to just make sure we're taking our time going up there and down, because if we get hurt, then the job's not going to get done.
You're looking down. You're being very careful about what you're sifting through. You're watching out for your safety. Do you ever look up and think, oh, my God, this thing fell?
I mean, how could you not? You know, just looking at this site, it's incredible. You know, unless you're on the ground floor looking at it from the pile, the pictures just don't do it justice. Yeah. It looks fake, honestly. Just looking at something, knowing that there was such a large building and it's now collapsed into this tiny pile versus a giant 13-story building.
Just a couple last questions. You mentioned all the personal things you're coming across. I'm imagining pictures. A family member that came to the site stepped on something and they looked down and it was a card that had been mailed to his grandmother, you know, right under his foot. Are you saving those things?
Yeah, so any personal belongings that we can identify, you know, with a name or anything that we might think that somebody would want, we are doing our best to get it to a certain location, market, so that hopefully whoever's family member can help, you know, identify that. I found some stuff yesterday for a life insurance policy. I'm sure that's helpful to somebody to have, you know. But there's just a lot of personal items there, you know. Imagine what's in your house and then multiply it by however many units plus 100 more items, you know.
Unimaginable. And last, do you think at all, Dino, are you talking about when does this go from search and rescue to recovery? Or do you not think about that yet?
That's not really what I'm tasked to do. We're going to keep working regardless of the mission. So if that means from search and rescue, human remains, it's going to be the same job, just make sure that we're safe at what we're doing. Our own department, Hillsborough County Fire Rescue, has trained us to do this exceptionally well. This is our time to do it. And, you know, as this progresses longer and longer, obviously we all know what that means. At the end of the day, we still want to make sure that we can respectfully find these people and make sure that they can get closure. Just thoughts of 9/11 keep ringing through all of our heads of the, you know, utter amount of chaos and just the work that those guys were faced with, you know, in 2001.
And then you go home and I'm sure hug your family.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, is to go home and hug our families. But what's keeping us going is there's some families that aren't going to be able to do that. And that's why we're here. Maybe we can provide that opportunity.
Dino Zelkovich with the Hillsborough County Fire and Rescue, part of the Florida Search and Rescue Organization, Task Force 3. Dino, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.